Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 852 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. And today we have a great question, actually a really fun question from Maverick, aka the Zombie Master. But before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks. One of my favorite companies, simply because they help me not only organize my bookkeeping, so the income and expenses that I have, but also my invoices. They make it super simple. So within 30 seconds, I can create a professional looking invoice that I could send out to my students or the companies that I consult with, or any of these things. So it makes it really simple, easy to keep track. I can see who opens those invoices, who's already paid, all those kinds of things. And I highly recommend you check them out. So to do that for free for 30 days, all you have to go to is freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right, now here's today's fun question from Maverick.
Hello, Pat. This is Maverick, Zombie Master from hellisfull.net. And I have a fun question for October and Halloween and everything. I remember you said on either Ask Pat or Smart Passive Income that you've been to the Walker Stalker Con. And being as that it would seem you're a fan of The Walking Dead, I was wondering what 5 business tips you could give us from that you've picked up from The Walking Dead. Have a great day.
Hey, Maverick, thank you so much for the question. You know, I know you recorded this back in October. This is how many questions we get. It's April right now, that at the time at which this episode comes out. And just yesterday, I watched the season finale of season 7, which is was just insane. So this is definitely at the top of my mind. So great timing on this one. And thank you for this question. I don't get fun ones like this very often, although I do love answering all the questions that are here on the show. So what 5 business tips can I pick up from The Walking Dead, which is one of my favorite shows on AMC, and I'm not going to get into what that show is about if you don't know what it is, but here's what I learned. One of the reasons why, this is number one, The Walking Dead is so popular is because they do a great job, similar to what you talked about, the Walker Stalker convention, and also with Talking Dead with Chris Hardwick afterwards, they do a great job of showing what happens behind the scenes. And that's the number one thing that you can do in your business to really start to build raving fans is to get people to know what's happening behind the scenes. So who are the actors in your business? How are the sets put together in your business? All those kinds of things. The more you can do that, the more people are going to fall in love with you and what you do and share what you do with others and just want to be a part of it. So get people behind the scenes, number one. Number two, stay alert at all times, right? They're in a zombie world where walkers can come out of any corner, so you must be alert at all times. And with business, you can't be complacent, right? With business, yes, there are ways and times at which you can sort of take like what Tim Ferriss calls mini retirements, which are totally okay, right? Those are planned times and moments when you take a breath from your business and you can focus on, you know, personal development or being with your family or whatever. You know, you can take time off from your passive income business for sure, but you always have to come back to it and be alert at all times because you don't know right around the corner, right? When they're just walking through the forest, right behind that tree, there could be a walker, and, you know, having a team there behind you can help you also look out for what's going to happen too. So that's sort of the third thing, right? Having a team to help you and taking shifts and having responsibilities and roles, you know, when they're taking night shifts and when they're standing guard and all these kinds of things, and they each have their own specialty and all those kinds of things. Of course, Rick being the leader, you know, you got to step up and always be somebody who, yes, you're going to have to make tough decisions at times, but you're going to have to be somebody who also can trust those other people in your party or in your team or the people that you work with or other colleagues in your space who, when you're all working together, are working toward a much bigger cause, which is, you know, for them, their survival, but also for us in our business, survival and thriving as well. Okay, number four, having a filter is really important. So this is important for when you create a business or a new product, right? Making sure that it's one worth moving forward with. This is why I created my course, smartfromscratch.com. It's that filter, right? And how does this relate to the show? Well, here's the thing. When Rick finds anybody new, this is Rick, the leader of the group, the main group, when he finds anybody new in the show that he's trying to figure out whether to not to trust this person or not, he asks this person three questions. And it's his way to determine, based on their answer, if this is a person worth trusting or not. So the same thing, when you have a product, ask yourself questions about it. Maybe not these exact questions that I'm about to share, but, you know, go through the filter process, go through Smart From Scratch to make sure it's one worth moving forward with. If you're going to work with a partner, make sure you don't just jump in and trust them right away, but you actually work with them a little bit to get a sense of their vibe and to ask them questions. You know, you want to make sure that with anybody you work with, you make sure that there's somebody worth working with. So here are the questions that Rick asks others, and that is three questions. First, how many walkers have you killed? So walkers are the sort of zombie creatures. Number two, how many people have you killed? And that's an important question. And then the number three question is why? So it's such a great sort of almost philosophical thing that happens here in the show. But that last question, why? So maybe he killed zero people. Well, why? So he can gain a lot of insight from that. Or maybe, you know, the person that he found has many. Well, why? You know, so again, filter the people. Have methods and things in place to filter the actions that you take to determine whether or not they're right for you and your business and also the people that you work with as well. And then number five, this is something that I learned that specifically relates to something that I've done that has worked out very well, and that is walkingdeadstorysync.com. That is not a tool, but it's almost like a web application that is shared before each and every episode of AMC's The Walking Dead. They say, hey, go to the walkingdeadstorysync.com and you can get your behind the scenes, going back to number one, companion sort of viewing screen to go along with your episode. So what happens is you turn this on and then start the episode at the same time. And while the episode is going, you're getting information on your computer screen about things related to that episode, stuff related to the show, but also, you know, behind the scenes stuff. Really cool. And so it was that inspired my Will It Fly companion course. So that's a course that goes along with my book, Will It Fly, where chapter by chapter, it lays out, you know, everything that happens. The links that you have to click on in the book, they're all there in the course. The instructions that I give you in terms of printing out worksheets, where all those worksheets are available in that course. The processes that I share with you in the book, well, I have videos that show you how I go through these processes in the course, which is laid out in the same chapters and parts as the book. And I use Teachable to help set that up. And it's been very successful. Tens of thousands of people have gone through that now. So I know that people have read the book, but also have gotten access to this course. And I know exactly what kind of people they are because this book is very specific for a very specific kind of person. And that's where Smart From Scratch came from, because I'm serving that particular group of people even more now with more handholding and accountability and sort of group coaching along the way. So you can all check that out, smartfromscratch.com. If you want to check out that companion course, well, it's linked to several times and mentioned in my book, Will It Fly, which you can check out at willitflybook.com. So Maverick, thank you so much for the question. A lot of fun. I appreciate it. I look forward to sending you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show, and we'll send that to you as soon as we can. And again, Thank you. That was a lot of fun. For those of you who have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks again, once again, to FreshBooks for being awesome and offering a 30-day free trial to all the Ask Pat listeners. All you have to do is go to freshbooks.com/askpat. Sorry, I just forgot for a moment. And then finally, here's a quote by Babe Ruth, and I love this one, and that is, "Yesterday's home runs don't win today's games." Boom. All right, guys, take care. Thanks so much. And I look forward to serving you in the next episode of Ask Pat. And by the way, if any of you know how I can get on the set of Walking Dead and become a background, that's like one of my bucket list items. That would be super cool. Anyway, just wanted to share that. Thanks, guys. Take care. And I'll see you in the next episode. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.